For DJW, W4FH, Jim.
Well, good evening, Gene, W4DJW.
Alice and I are listening to
you. I must have gone through a bad spot. FHJ, W4DJW. Still there, Gene?
Can you copy?
I have you now. You were gone there for a little while, but I got you back.
Yeah, well, where I am, it's very critical. Move just a little bit, it changes. Have you seen anything yet?
Nothing. There are clouds. There's thick cloud coverage to the north when you're on 101 where it's, there's a good enough clearing to be able to look. There's really quick, when you take pictures of it with the phone, you can see the cloud coverage. If you're looking at it with your eyes, it just looks black. But when you take a picture and you let it leave the exposure open for 3 seconds, and when you get the picture back, it's white clouds all over the place.
Okay. I did something like that a little bit earlier, and it looked like it was black to the eyesight, but the picture, when I looked at it, it was just a big brown thing. It wasn't black. It was brown for some reason. So apparently it had a little bit of color in it.
Yeah. Mine was like a whitish, grayish color. But no aurora. Waited till about 10 after 11 and still nothing. So, and it's supposed to peak at 11, so we gave up.
Okay, we're going to give up to Alice and I are here at where the Little Rebel is. We kind of drove a little bit trying to find a dark spot, but we can't find a dark spot everywhere we go. There's lights and such. Okay, well, good talking with you, and I will talk with you a bit later. Thanks a million. Bye.
All right, Gene, have a good evening, and safe trip home. W4FHJ, W4DJ, W clear.
W4FHJ, clear.